As we brave another summer of dust storms and bad fried egg jokes in the valley, hundreds of music students will escape to the cool pines of Flagstaff for a refreshing retreat, the Curry Summer Music Camp at NAU.
It's a very extensive program, and of course it's been going on full force for the last 6.5 decades.
Yes, the Curry Summer Music Camp turns 65 this year. Dr. Todd Sullivan, a professor and a director of the School of Music at NAU.
Students will come with all sorts of backgrounds, from large programs, small programs, and we put them together in an ensemble setting, which is the core of our camp. And we learn to make common music together. And I think it's distinguished partly because it's not competitive. In other words, we put music first, and secondarily we put comparative quality. We like to welcome people of different kinds of backgrounds.
Traditionally, Curry Summer Music Campers hailed from Arizona. But as the program has grown, that's changed.
One of the evolutions of the Curry Summer Music Camp over the past few years is that we've extended our outreach. So we will get students from across the United States or even outside the United States. We've had students from France, from Russia, from China. And so we've been kind of growing who we advertise to. But I think the tradition through the first maybe 50, 55 years was that it was a service and a program mostly for students from within the state of Arizona.
The tradition that inspired and continues to inspire so many of our young musicians was a formative experience for many of Arizona's dedicated music educators, including Flagstaff John Eder.
I was a student, a camper. I was a counselor, and for about 20 years I was a faculty member there too, a teacher.
John Eder has come full circle with NAU's Curry Summer Music Camp. He's devoted his professional career to music and taught in various Flagstaff High School band and instrumental programs since 1980. John is also the principal clarinetist and assistant conductor of the Flagstaff Symphony. This Friday, John will lead the Flagstaff Symphony in the annual Independence Day concert, and he's invited the next generation of Curry Summer Music Campers to join in the performance.
Wind ensemble, a brass ensemble, percussion ensemble, and a string ensemble of some sort, kind of chamber group size that are going to come out and perform. So they had to perform and put those together and play in a manner, play very well in order to qualify for this performance. I think that getting those kids out there and that crowd, and having that performance up there, I think it's just good for everybody.
The Flagstaff Symphony and NAU Curry Summer Music Camp Independence Day Concert is this Friday, July 4th, at the Pepsi Auditorium in Fort Tuthill. The free concert starts with performances by campers at 2 p.m., followed by the Flagstaff Symphony at 3 p.m. Registration for this year's camp is already closed, but it's not too early to start thinking about next summer.
We just extend an open invitation. Students at junior high or high school level who have interest in music and want to dig in deep, come join us here at NAU.
For more details, visit kbok.org. For KBOK at the Heart of the Arts, I'm Sterling Biat.